Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome to the No Onions Podcast, the podcast where we speak to filmmakers, actors, producers, writers, editors, crew members, and so on about their unpopular opinions about popular productions. I'm so excited today because the guest we have today, she hails from Irmo, South Carolina, and is an educated computer networking person or engineer. She's a dancer. She's a musician, singer, owner of Minnie's Place Catering. And more recently, she is now an actress. Y'all give it up for none other than Miss Tiffany Hope. Tiffany, thank you so much for coming on the No Onions Podcast. So blessed to have you with us today. And I like to bring people on this podcast who I really feel like are genuine people who are talented, authentic, and just really kind and have sweet spirits. And that fits you to the T. So I thank you so much for coming through. Absolutely. Absolutely. I know we've done some projects together in the past, some music videos, and so forth. Shout out to Tiffany J. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's so dope to have you on the show. We're going to get into your little unpopular opinion in a little bit.
Okay.
But before we get there, could you please let the people know how they can follow you, how they can become in tune with what you got going on, please?
Well, I am on Instagram. I also am on Facebook and Twitter. You can just search my name, Tiffany Hope. You'll find more of my food on, not Twitter, but TikTok. You can find my food on TikTok. I also do hair. I forgot about that. My hair is on Instagram.
Okay.
Forgot about that. And okay. Facebook is just general me. And that's just... You can just search my name, Tiffany Hope, and I'll pop up.
That's what's up. That's what you got. I just realized that you were saying that you got a real strong name, Tiffany Hope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like hope is like real, real big. And a lot of us are holding on to hope, especially with these days and times that we in. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be an easy name for people to remember. So Tiffany Hope, guys. So Tiffany, man, like, so in the podcast, we just kind of chop it up, talk about what you got going on. And try to make sure people are you know, tuned into what you're doing. Now, of course, this is a filmmaker podcast primarily. So I know recently you were just in the project that just finished production. She Dark Skin, yes. Though.
Yes.
Shout out to Trey Fleming and She Dark Skin, though, cast and crew. But yeah, so tell us about that experience. I know that was your first one, right? Like, that was your first
acting? Yes, was my first professional acting. Yes. I was nervous. Definitely nervous. But I was excited too. It was actually a good experience. I get nervous around new people, but they actually make me feel welcome. And then to see that a lot of people are, you know, I was open to events that I didn't even know was going on around in the city. So I was like, wow, y'all do this? Okay, I'm gonna have to step outside a little bit more.
That was
definitely exciting, and to see how things work on the other end. So I was honestly enjoying myself throughout the whole process.
That's good.
And yeah,
that's good. Did you like? Was there anything in particular that like stood out to you that you maybe like enjoyed more than like? I won't say more than, but just something that stood out to you that you really like, you know, enjoyed as far as filming.
I mean, people were nice. Like, they were really, really nice. And I was just there just for the experience. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't say too much. It's kind of looking at the background, looking in, because I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
So, I mean, outside of the early mornings got me a little bit. that definitely got me, but it wasn't too bad, though.
Yeah, nah, fact. We appreciate you showing up too, because it was early sometimes. So you've done film now. You've done like acting. You've done music videos now. So like, do you feel like there's like a big difference between the two, or you know, do you have a preference between one or the other?
I prefer the music video only because there's not too much talking. but yeah. I don't see really a big difference, especially with the roles that I played in both. I mean, you're repetitively redoing like certain scenes, that was pretty much the same. It didn't really seem like a big difference to me.
That's cool. That's fair. I prefer music videos too. I like music videos that have a storyline, you know, that kind of like merge the film and, you know, like stuff like Michael Jackson used to do back in the day, you know, like Chris Brown does, like those longer formatted music videos. Yeah, I like those too. Matter of fact, I think the one you were in was kind of like that. Like it had a little storyline. I think like the kids were in the classroom, and y'all was like performing on the stage.
And then
you did the one where y'all was in like construction outfits, like
yeah,
or something.
We were outside.
So that's what's up. But yeah. And then your role, and then you like dancing on those too, right? So how long you been dancing?
Forever, you can say. I grew up in the church dancing. Praise dance, of course, is my first, kind of my first jump into the arts.
Shout out to God.
So that's definitely my forte. Hip hop will come second, you know.
Yeah.
But praise dance will always be my first love. I love it. Puts you in a different headspace, you know, and you can express yourself without having to, you know, say the words. As it's just easier for me to just express myself through movement or, you know, things like that.
That's dope. You know, because like, well, even like in acting though, like there is like a part of it where, you know, let's say you're in a scene and you don't have words, like you still have to do those like expressions. So like there's a, you know, a way to kind of connect those, you know what I'm saying? Like, because sometimes you're in the scene but don't have lines, but you still have to, you know, you still have to
play the part
to react. And yeah, you just got to be in character. So yeah, so that's dope. That's dope. So there's the thing that we try to ask people on every episode, right? So it's called the No Onions Podcast because I absolutely hate onions. You're a caterer, so I'm pretty sure, you know, that you're familiar with, like, this holy trinity thing that they got with, what is it, onions, bell peppers, and celery. Onions, bell peppers, there you go, boom. All right, so onions, bell peppers, and celery. I hate onions. I hate celery. I just started eating bell peppers maybe a year or two ago.
Okay.
Just started eating bell peppers. Still, sometimes, you know, hide them from my wife, like when they're on a plate, but she don't see that I didn't eat it. But most of the time, I eat it. So, with that being the case, I know that they're like supposed to be like the, like you said, the Holy Trinity. But I don't like onions. So, with that, the premise of the show is basically, you know, that one or that movie or film that everybody likes to feel like is necessary in film culture that you may not feel the same way about, like, I don't like onions. But before we get to that, I do want to talk about your holy trinity when it comes to film. Now that you've been in one, you've seen the, you know, behind the scenes, you've seen what it takes to make it. What are the three most important things for a successful film?
First thing I would have to say is a good team. If you don't have a good team with you, I mean, with anything, not just film, but if you don't have a good team with you, a lot of things can just go wrong. And I mean, there's so many changing aspects in film already. So you got to have those people behind you to help back you up. A good storyline. You got to have something that's exciting that can get the people, either get them thinking or just catch their eye. The last one? I don't know what the last one would be.
Still something out. What do you like?
just fun. Just fun. Enjoy yourself.
I dig that. Something enjoy that's fun. Yourself. Okay. Yeah. I got you. So, all right. So with those being the things, so you said a good team, which I completely agree. It ain't nothing like working with people who don't want to work, who don't want to be there, who complaining the whole time, who not showing up, no names. And it's nothing like, you know, having everybody in the right place, but you don't like the story and the story is dragging. The story feels worthless. You know, there's no point in that. And then, of course, like having fun. Like, that's what we do it for, because at this stage in the game, it ain't like we're doing it for money. So you got to have some kind of fun and enjoyment. So I vibe with that. I dig that. So, all right. So we're gonna remember these three things you said now.
Okay. All right.
Now, what is the film that you have, the popular film that you have the unpopular opinion about? Please tell the people.
Star Wars.
My God, my God. Star Wars. Star Wars is literally like a legend of film and movie and cinematic gold. And so tell me, like, have you seen any of them, or like, do you just like oppose seeing it, or like, have you seen them? It was like, nah, this ain't me.
I've
like,
seen a few. I'm definitely opposed to seeing any others. I don't resonate with it. And the crazy thing is, I love sci-fi. I just cannot get into Star Wars. I can't do it.
That's like, it's like, I think somebody would agree with me if I said Star Wars is like the standard for sci-fi. Like everything else is a movie trying to be Star Wars. Every other sci-fi is a movie trying to be Star Wars. You got like oh my God, man! You got rest in peace. You got James Earl Jones, Darth Vader. Like just that alone.
You know? I love him. I love him to death. Okay, Mufasa lives on. Okay.
Facts. That's interesting though, man. I like So, of course, we do these podcasts and I always ask people what it is. And people are like, yeah, I don't know. I got to come back to you. I don't know yet. You know, whatever. And you're like, yeah, I don't like Star Wars. I was like, what? Whoa. Like, that was like, I had to grab my heart. Like, Luke, you know, Skywalker, like, you don't like him and his family?
I don't. I can't get into it. I fall asleep every time. It's just, it doesn't catch me. And then for it to have the amount of films that it has and TV shows and
spinoffs after spinoff,
it's too much. It's too much.
That's crazy. That's cool. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But you did say you got to have a great team, right?
Yes.
And I will have to say, on Star Wars, the cast is undeniable. You know, even the people that ain't really people. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the robots, even the little animals, you know what I'm saying? Like just Star Wars, just the team is there. What else? The storyline. Now, don't get me wrong. The storyline for me sometimes is a little hard to keep up with. Like, I forget which one came first or second or fifth. You know, I forget the order, but it's still a good story. Billy Dee Williams is my, anyway. Okay. I'm just stop name dropping. But yeah. But the story is generally really good. And then, of course, it's fun, right? Like, you know, I'd be shooting a little pew, 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 and then the lightsabers, like, that's not fun.
I guess I see people have fun reenacting it.
Yeah.
But I'll pass on it.
All right. Okay. That's fair. That's fair. I don't hate you. I don't hate you. I think it's cool. I think it's cool that you have that view on Star Wars. It means you have your own mind. And one day, if you write your own sci-fi, I know it's not going to look like Star Wars.
Not at all.
Like a lot of the other ones do. So, hey, I know it'll be fresh and different. So we do this little thing on here because it's no onions. And so I always bring some onions with me. So here's the question. All right.
Okay.
All right. So will you, after this podcast, after you think about a good team, after you think about a good storyline, and after you think about, something fun, will you give Star Wars another chance?
No. I'm sorry. I can't do it. I can't. I've had multiple opportunities to give it a chance, and I have denied them. I don't think I'm going to change that.
All right, I'm not mad. So if you would have said yeah, if you would have gave Star Wars a chance, and Star Wars is your onion, so since you're not giving Star Wars a chance, I'm not giving the onion a chance today on this episode.
Okay, so okay.
Save my breath, because them onions be lasting, seem like forever they in your do. Mouth.
They oh, do.
So... yeah, that's dope. But anyway, I thank you so much, Tip. I appreciate you. I know it wasn't long, but I think people got a chance to kind of get to know you. How can they book you for catering? Because I know, you know, that Empire is really big to you. I know you're growing it. I know it has sentimental value. many plays. So how can people book you for that?
They can text me or call me. My number is 803-999-7305, or they can send me an email at lifeofhope@minniesplace.net.
Dope, dope. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tip. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on No Onions Podcast. Keep being who you are. Stay talented. Stay blessed. And we'll talk again. All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye.